You're listening to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman. They say imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but when it comes to a labor of love, in this case, a very personal cookbook filled with family stories and recipes that challenge your heritage cuisine, there is no room for imposters. Joanne Lee Molinaro took home a James Beard Award last year for her blog-turned-cookbook, The Korean Vegan. A year later, a convincing knockoff ended up on Amazon. Upon investigation, it doesn't appear that the culprit of the plagiarism was human, but in fact was a computer. Joanne has the details. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. I'm so sorry you had to go through this.
Yeah, it was a pretty stressful, I would say, 10-day period. But in the end, it just proved that the human spirit conquers all.
At this point in time.
Yes, it remains that way.
Now, we should just say, just to get it on the record, so to speak, that you're an attorney.
Correct.
Okay. How were you alerted to the imitation version of your cookbook, The Korean Vegan?
Well, it wasn't so much as alerting it. I noticed it. I was on Amazon because I, you know, regularly order copies of my own book to give away to people. And we were on Amazon and we were ordering a bunch. And Amazon is really good at telling you, well, if you like this book, you might like this one. And not surprisingly, it offered this other Korean vegan cookbook that looked shockingly similar to mine. And I kind of filed it away at that time because it wasn't the first time that I saw sort of knockoffs of my book. But a few days later, a very good friend of mine and another cookbook writer sent me a screenshot of it and basically said, what the F is this?
So what action did you end up taking? Did you report it or did you look at it further? Did you buy it?
I did not buy it. I've made that mistake in the past. I have bought the knockoff versions of mine, and all it did was upset me even further. And I think that's really the tricky part about this is, sure, there's the solution-oriented part of a person, well, how can I fix this? But there's also the emotional part of it, which is you feel sort of helpless, you feel enraged, you feel like almost violated. And I felt all of those things. And I'd learned in the past that, well, there's not much I can do about this, so I'm not going to subject myself to needless torture. But in this situation, the knockoff was so egregious. I did take a look at the sample that you can sort of look through on Amazon, and I discovered that they'd not only copied my style and the name and the font and the colors, but that they'd also copied word for word my chapters, including the order of those chapters. And that's when I got really angry, and I immediately contacted my publisher and ask them, hey, can you look at this? They had looked at other knockoffs in the past and had advised me that there wasn't much they could do. But in this situation, I thought, well, I think they copied my chapters too, and I think that crosses a line. And ultimately, they agreed, and ultimately, Amazon agreed, and they removed the listing.
So I'm so curious, what lived within those chapter headings that were knockoffs of your chapter headings?
Well, I think some people have said, well, chapters are chapters, you know, mains, entrees, desserts, like what's the creativity in that? Who cares if people copy a boilerplate template for chapters? But that's not what my chapters were. For example, I included a chapter called bang, which is the Korean word for bread. It was a very random chapter to have in a Korean vegan cookbook. Like, you don't typically see bread ever in a traditional Korean meal or a traditional Korean restaurant. I included that because I personally love bread, and I wanted to call it by the Korean name bang. I don't know that you'll find any Korean-American books that have a chapter called bang. There are a lot of other chapters like banchan, which is the Korean word for side dishes. That's the best translation I could think of. That is just a treatment of what I consider to be the soul of Korean cuisine, which are those side dishes that you often see when you go to a Korean restaurant, all those beautiful pickled vegetables that come with your main course. So there were parts of the chapters that reflected my personality, the thought that I put into the order of it, what went into each chapter. And to see someone so brazenly, or I should say someone or something, so brazenly copy that was incredibly hurtful to me and very upsetting.
So who did the author of this imitation turn out to be?
Well, nobody really knows. The author purports to be a Rachel Issy. I and many of my Instagram followers, who are very, very loyal, they Googled this name and they attempted to find some sort of digital footprint, which you would expect for an author who's, you know, partaking in the commercial library of Amazon, that there would be some digital footprint, but there was none. There was nothing out there. And between that, which in this day and age is virtually impossible, as well as, you know, some of the grammatical errors, you can see one right on the title, the cover of the book, as well as, you know, the fact that ultimately it turned out, according to those who did in fact download a copy for my sake, suggested that these recipes weren't entirely vegan, that all of those things suggested that there might have been and likely was a fairly large AI footprint to this copycat.
Is there some kind of Amazon sales situation that makes these easy for people to do?
You know, that is a question for somebody else, because I will never ever investigate doing that for myself with any type of incentive other than to catch other people doing it. I honestly don't know. But from what I understand, having now heard from a number of people in my community who are far more well-versed in this, there are, in fact, very thriving and successful cottage industries that are devoted specifically to this practice. How can you churn out and produce cheaply, but very effectively, books that capitalize on the success of actual human authors? My book has done relatively well. There are algorithms out there that can mine through all the different books on Amazon and identify for people, okay, these are the, you know, 100 books that are doing really, really well this week. And from there, people decide, okay, well, let me use ChatGPT to generate something that looks a lot like this otherwise successful book. I actually tested it for myself. I did a podcast episode on this whole ordeal. I went onto ChatGPT and I said, write me a chapter on Korean vegan main entrees. And it busted it out in like 5 seconds. It was pretty remarkable.
Oh, how distressing. So you've said that there you have very little recourse, that you were lucky in this instance that both your publisher and Amazon responded and they ended up taking it down. How do consumers avoid these kinds of imposters?
So one thing that I noticed that happens a lot with these types of knockoffs is, number one, I noticed that a lot of these so-called positive reviews, they sound eerily similar. They look like copycats of each other with maybe a couple words or phrases kind of switched out here and there. The other thing that I noticed was, wow, a lot of these reviews were uploaded on the exact same day, like tens and 20, 30 of them all on the same day. That's really strange. All of them appear to have been uploaded before this book was even published. So there are all sorts of weird, glitchy kind of things you can notice with just a little bit more careful attention. The other thing that I love to do with these books is I often do flip through that sample. And oftentimes when you look through there, you'll be like, wait a second, this doesn't look like somebody really put a lot of attention into this book. Now, here's the tricky thing about it. That's today. What is it going to be like in 3 months? What is it going to be like in a year? We have already seen evidence that AI is learning at this ridiculously, absurdly rapid pace. And at a certain point, these copycats are going to look so, so good. It will be much harder for consumers like you and I to figure out, well, what are the glitchy, weird things that make me a little bit suspicious? That's what I would do today. But honestly, it's a little scary what tools we're going to have to us in a year.
Wow. Seems like you should just be able to follow the money, that Amazon should have some sort of recourse of following who they're making payments to or sending reports to. I don't know, part of me is just like, I want to become a detective.
Sleuthing. Yeah. I hear you. I mean, it's all like IP addresses and like, give me the, you know, and you know, as a lawyer, I know, you know, you got to subpoena them. Are they under my personal jurisdiction? What if they're not here in the United States? Then I have no jurisdiction over them. Courts won't have any jurisdiction over them. Is it a federal law? You know, all of these sort of technicalities that I know as a litigator, I know how hard it is to, quote, follow the money. It's not always that simple. And at the end of the day, all of that effort and money that goes into, quote, following the money may not end up being worth it, because all they'll do is they'll do another one and then just call the chapter title something a little bit different. And then what? I'm out of luck.
Wow. What a saga. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about it.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, and thank you for highlighting this, you know, thought provoking and somewhat frustrating issue. It's a cautionary tale for people who are dipping their toe in the creative waters.
That's Joanne Lee Molinaro. When she isn't practicing law, she is Clark Kenting as the Korean vegan. Her story about an AI copycat of her James Beard Award-winning cookbook is a cautionary tale to authors and buyers, and just another reminder to shop your local cookbook store. I can assure you that there are no AI-generated cookbooks at our local shop now serving. Coming up, how do Italians beat the heat? I've got recipes for craveable summer dishes next.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.